people, they don't have any, what I call, institutional memory, understand? The problem is, unless the United States and Europe change their position, nothing will happen.
What position should they be taking at this point now?
Well, the problem, the UN requires that people take the interest mainly of the United Nations and its charter. They're not doing it now. And you can see that last Friday, the membership got so angry that they took the matter to the General Assembly. The vote was 121 against 14. It tells you a lot. And they called for ceasefire. Even stronger, they called for a truce, a durable truce. They called for the transfer of humanitarian support and even to end the siege. Just imagine that your country has been closed. You cannot get food, water, fuel for 21 days. It's incredible. But this is the nature of the UN because the Israelis announced that they will not do it. They don't care what the UN says. But the only way you can deal with that kind of defiance is for the Security Council to act. There is no way the U.S. and the West could act. The U.S. will veto it because it's politically very dangerous for the U.S. to allow such things to go through against Israel. That's it.
Where does Africa fit now at this level? What can Africa do?
You see, the African, by and large, they are pro-Palestine. They haven't been for a long time because they compare the issue of self-determination with their own. Everybody knows it. What you have is a lot of pressure on them, okay? And many of them economically are very weak, so they do it. But in the case of the voting, no, they all came on board because they just don't understand how you can starve people.
Of course, Ambassador, it was Hamas that attacked Israel. Which led to this?
Yes, that's what they said, but that's wrong. That is why the Secretary General was attacked, because he said, and correctly, that the attack of the 7th of October should not be seen in a vacuum, okay? And he gave the reasons why. You should listen to what he said. He talked about 56 years of occupation. He talked about the fact that the Gaza has been under siege more or less for 17 years. It gives you all good. And for that, that was an abomination to the Israeli delegation. They attacked him. They asked him that he must resign. But luckily, the members of the assembly said no. He should be commended for what he said. But there is no way the Israelis will forgive him for saying these things publicly. No. You see, that's why I said the UN has changed.
Ambassador, Israel says it wants to root out Hamas from Gaza.
That's not possible. They know it's not possible. Let me tell you, as I said, I was 25 years. I worked with many prime ministers. Most of those prime ministers belong to what they call the Labour Party. That is based from the founder of Israel, Ben-Gurion. They were very liberal people, okay? They want to leave with the Palestinians, but the Palestinians were rejecting them because they said this is their land. The first Likud prime minister was Begin. He took over in 76. Their view is different from the Labour Party. Their view is that the entire area belongs to the Jews, given to them by God.
Now there's an invasion of Gaza. Does this mean that Israel can occupy Gaza?
No, that would be a disaster for them.